每一次我哋唱呢首诗歌嘅时候咧，我里边都有一啲嘅感触。
Every time we sing this hymn, I felt really heartfelt.
因为佢嗰度嗰首诗歌话，直到今日，主仍然嘅寻找等候嗰啲体贴神心意嘅人。
Because until today, the Lord is still seeking those who have such a heart like Mary.
咁我就问自己，究竟我系一个等候神心意嘅人啦，但还系话唔系呢
？So I ask myself, am I such a person that seek after God as such?
所以呢首诗歌对我嚟讲好有意义。
So this hymn means a lot to me, very significant.
今朝早咧，我愿意同弟兄姊妹仍然交通一个我上一次交通过嘅题目。
This morning, I would like to revisit a topic that we have shared with brothers and sisters.
Sherman, got it.
Do you remember what was the topic we shared last time?
Sherman will remind us.
Brother Sherman will remind us in a second.
是啦，对付肉体，是吧？记不记得？
To deal with our flesh, remember?
都系冇乜反应，唉，真系。好啦。
Not much response.
Okay, 今次系第二次我哋交通个对付肉体嘅题目。不过今次我特别要睇重外边嘅人同埋里边嘅人嘅分别。
So this time it's the second time we share this topic to deal with the flesh, but this time we'd like to see.The outer man versus the inner man.
系啦，咁喺呢个题目嘅里边咧，我会用四个重点嚟同弟兄姊妹分享。
There are four separate points.
系啦，第一个咧就系体贴同埋顺服。
One is to consider or obedience.
第二个咧系灵魂嘅破碎同埋灵嘅出嚟。
The second is the spirit release.And And when the soul is broken,
Sherman 啊，上面呢个 Sherman 上面呢个嗰个唔同步啊，后边嗰个 monitor 唔同步啊，啊冇哦，sorry, that's okay.OK, 然后第三个点咧就喺亚伯渡口嘅经历。
The second is experience of Jacob at the brook of Jabbok.
系啦，冇错啦。提到亚伯渡口，弟兄姊妹，你应该知道系关乎雅各嘅事迹啊。
The brook of Jabbok, that's of Jacob.
好，咁然后最后咧就有佢嘅最后嘅说话。
And that's the last words.
咁我就分呢四点嚟同弟兄姊妹一齐嘅。来交通。不过在我们开始之前呢，我们先读几段的圣经。
We'll first come to a few places of scriptures.
是。罗马书第八章，如果你有圣经的，请你打开你的圣经。罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
由第五节，我哋读到第八节。
We start from verse 5 through verse
8. Okay, 喺呢个咧就睇到啦，后边嗰个睇唔到嘅吓。好，罗马书第八章第五节。
Okay, chapter 8 verse 5, Romans.
系第八五节，我哋一齐嚟读好冇
？Verse 5, we read together.
Okay, 第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，第六节，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。第八节，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
5 through 8, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
好，然後咧，我哋再讀第十三節，同樣嘅羅馬書第八章第十三節。
And we come to verse 13, the same chapter.
你們若順從肉體，活著必要死；若靠著聖靈致死身體的惡行，必要活著。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
我特登咧 highlight 咗呢個死同埋活呢兩個字。
Here I highlighted death and life.
係啦，呢度講嘅死唔係講我哋斷咗氣。
This death is not speaking of the physical death.
但係咧講到同神脱離咗嗰個關係。
He's speaking of that you are annihilated from God.
所以唔係斷氣，係斷咗線。
Annihilated, separation from God.
嗱，如果我哋嘅生活習慣是按照我们的肉体那个惯性来做人的话呢，在属灵的角度来看，如同死亡一样。
So if our lives, how we live our lives, how we carry our habits are, we follow the flesh, then we are like death to God.
那么活呢，是什么呢？
Then what is living then?
就是指着那些靠着圣灵的功用来克服或者克制我们肉身的惯性的人。
Here, when it says alive, in God's eyes, these people are alive because they live by the Spirit. They put to death the deeds of the body.
怎样才可以是成为一个这样活的人呢？
How shall we become such a person that is alive in the sight of God?
信服圣灵的引导。
Obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
神的心意。
To yield to the heart of God.
好，我们再看下一次的圣经哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. This is the next place of the scripture.
哥林多后书四章七节，我们一起来读了，好吗？
Let's read together. Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse
7. 第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
好，咁最后呢，我哋读创世记第三十二章。
Well, lastly, we'll come to the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
星期五留下嘅弟兄姊妹咧，应该好熟悉嘅呢一段嘅圣经。
Friday night's brother and sister have been studying this, so we should be, some of us should be very familiar.
不论如何，我哋读二十四节、二十五节。
We'll come to read chapter 32, verse 24 and 25.
嗰度话，只剩下雅各一人。有一人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。二十五节，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
That was in Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 and 25. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip.And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
好，我哋低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
多谢主俾我哋嘅机会，今朝早我哋嚟到读你嘅话。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we give us the opportunity to come read your word this morning.
主啊，愿你将话语里边嘅亮光嚟赏赐俾我哋。
May you shed light and lighten us from your word.
叫我哋不单止读过，并且主啊，你要照明我哋里边嘅黑暗，叫我哋明白。主，你要向我哋讲嘅说话。
This is not that we read over them, but you enlighten them. Shine your light over them, so we see our darkness.
但愿主你嘅同在今朝早显明喺我哋嘅中间。
Lord, may your presence be with us, manifest with us.
愿我哋一同嘅蒙恩。
So we shall be blessed.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，第一点我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅对付肉体呢一个嘅题目嘅第一点，体贴与顺服。
Dealing with the flesh is to consider and to obey.
我相信呢，根据圣经呢，贴身来嚟，而家前书嗰度讲嘅人类嘅组合有三个元素。
We know from the Bible, from the scripture, we see there are three makeup of man. Three makeup.
系呢个就系灵魂同埋体。
Spirit, soul and body.
灵呢，圣经告诉我们听，是住在人的心深处。
Spirit is in the deepest part of man.
是我们肉眼所不能够看到的。
Cannot see with naked eyes.
咁神的功用，灵的功用是什么呢？
So what is the function of our spirit?
是让我们跟神有交通。
So that we may fellowship with God.
让我们知道那个认识这位的神。
We may know him.
咁魂它的作用呢，是就是我们的情感、心思、意志。
And the function of the soul, it relates to our emotion, our mind, and our decision making.
让人看见我自己，或者让我们晓得我的存在。
So when you see me, then you know my existence. I'm this person.
而这个身体呢，就是我们的四肢五官。
And our body, physical,
four limbs, and five faculties.
And the soul together in the Bible, it called flesh.
Yeah, 系啦。咁肉体喺圣经嘅里边咧，有一个名词自我。
So another phrase that refer to the flesh is called self.
系啦。
In the Bible，
就系呢个喺坏嘅嗰方面嚟睇，呢个系讲到。用自我呢、这个字句。
Often this word self is cast under negative light。
啊，不过无论系魂嘅发表或者系身体体嘅实际
，no matter is expression of the soul or what you carry out from what you do with your body。
啊，呢啲都系外表嘅东西。
But these are outward。
喺外边嘅。
On the outside。
不过呢个外边嘅。咁样嘅嘅实体呢，老实讲系改唔到嘅。你想改好啲，或者系有其他嘅作用，系改唔到嘅。
What I want to say is these outward expression from our soul and body, it cannot be improved. It cannot get any better.
系嘛？你一出世嘅时候，你嘅身材啊、外貌啊、你个轮廓啊，除非大个你去整容咧，都改唔到。
Your physical appearance, your body, you're born with it. You cannot change too much.
系啦，我细个嗰时咧，就好想我高两寸就好啦。
When I was young, I thought, oh, give me, I want to be a little taller, 2 inches. Just give me 2 inches.
所以咧，我好似睇见啊，好似阿 Ken 咁样啊，都好羡慕啊，要咁高瘦。咁好身材，但系我想高两寸啦，得唔得
？So I saw someone taller than me. I really admire. I just wish I can be 2 inches taller.
喺生下嚟就有一个你呢个就定咗型啊，叫做。
So we were born with it, right? Too much we can do.
嗱，好似我唔系一个 morning person 啊，中文有冇呢个词噶？我唔系一个 morning person， 即系唔系朝头早嘅人。
So for example, I cannot wake up early. Not morning person.
Might not wake up early. Not a morning person. 即系话你朝头早咧，要我开始擘大眼就开始同你讨论一啲问题嘅话咧，对我嚟讲系一件难事嚟。
Yeah, so it takes me a while to get warm up in the morning. I cannot get right to work right away. So it takes me a little bit.That's what I mean by non-morning.
咁但系你睇咧 ，Esther 咧，佢又唔系喎。
But Esther is opposite.
啊，但佢又唔系一个 evening person.
She's not evening person.
就系咧，佢一瞓落床咧，一二三，咁佢就瞓着噶。
She go to bed and 3 seconds she be out.
前几天有班老朋友从远方嚟探望我。
A few days back, some old friends came from far away.
我哋认识咗成多过50年嘅。
Five decades, over 5 decades.
当我哋见面嘅时候咧，大家都 即係老咗啦。
We all age, yeah. We see each other, yes.
頭髮都白咗啦。
Gray hair, yes.
但係咧，講嘢嗰個咁嘅神情啊，嗰個態度咧，依然冇改動。
How we speak, our expression, facial expression, eye, everything's the same.
少年嘅時候係大聲公，而家都係喎。
We were young, we were loud, same thing when we were older.
嗰陣時口沫遮攔，高談闊論咁樣樣。
And we'll talk all different topics.
今日一樣見面之後，亦都係肆無忌憚。
Today after encounter, we talked about the same thing, same style.
係啦，呢個就係人嘅外體。
So this is our soul and our body, our expressions, the outward.
係啦，我哋知道咧，我哋呢個肉體啊，或者係講用天性啦，咁同大家會或者會明白一啲嘅，有好嘅嗰一面，亦都有醜陋嘅嗰一面。
So the characters they are born with, they're we say the good and the bad.
但係無論如何，若果我哋呢個人信咗主嘅人， But, 我哋到今天還是按着我的意思來到自由行動，或者按着我的意思來活，我告訴你，終有一天你會撞板。
So I have to say, if we believe in our Lord, and then if we still live in a life where we make all of our decisions on our own, we will come run into some, we'll run into some trouble.
頂姐妹，你一定記得在馬太福音16章那裡講到彼得，聽完主耶穌講，主話話俾佢哋聽，我要上耶路撒冷，要喺嗰度受祭司好多嘅苦，然後受死，然後三日復活。
Remember the Lord in chapter 16 of the book of Matthew, tell the disciples that he will have to go to the cross, and on the third day he have to sacrifice.
但係咧，嗰個彼得。聽前不聽後喎。
But Peter, maybe he got me, he was misunderstood.
一聽見主話，我要去嗰度上耶路撒冷受死，受苦。
So right after he heard the Lord that he's going to suffer many things from Jerusalem.
那按照佢自己嘅天性，就即刻嚟到勸耶穌話：，哎呀，唔好啊，你唔好上十字架咁樣。
According to his own natural instinct, then he immediately turned to tell Jesus, "Don't go there."Don't go to the cross.
第二十二節，佢就拉住主耶穌，勸主耶穌話：主啊，萬萬不可如此，呢件事情一定唔會臨到你身上嘅。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke the Lord, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you."
嗱，和合本嘅聖經就係咁樣譯嘅啦，紅色嘅字，萬不可如此。
Far be it from you. It can never happen to you, Lord.
但是你睇到其他嘅一啲嘅翻译，英文嘅翻译嘅时候咧
，You see other English translation，
就翻成点样啦？主啊，你要可怜下你自己啊，怜恤下你自己，呢件事唔可以临到你身上嘅。
Be kind to yourself, pity yourself, be merciful to yourself. Don't let this happen to you.
弟兄姊妹，我讲呢件事情系乜嘢咧
？Why do I bring this up, brothers and sisters?
讲明彼得的天性是要自己安全，自己平安。
So the natural man of Peter tells him that he need to preserve himself, self-preservation.
其实他真是出于好意的，如果你从一个角度上面来看。
Yes, from his point of view, it was a good intention.
是吧？你想唔想自己受傷害
？Do you want anything harmful to happen to you？
有冇人願意？我願意受害咁噶。
Anyone's willing to? I'm willing to suffer. Anyone would say that？
梗係，如果遇見難處危險嘅時候，你梗係走啦。
I see dangers and things are harmful. You flee, right？
呢個係人嘅意思嚟。
This is our natural instinct.
但係你記唔記得上一節明明主就話我？必須要上去耶路撒冷，喺嗰度受苦、被殺，然後復活。
But the Lord told the disciple that he must go to Jerusalem. He must suffer many things from the elders and chief priests, and he must be killed and be raised on the third day.
睇唔睇到啊？呢度有兩個意思。主話我必定要咁樣做。彼得就話你千祈唔好咁樣做。
The Lord said there are two wills here presented. The Lord said he must do this, but Peter said, "Don't do this, Lord." far be it from you.
人的意思就是要體貼肉體。
Yes, that's the man's desire is to be mindful of the flesh.
當他一體貼自己的時候，
when we yield to the flesh,
神的意思就不在那裡實現了。
And God's will have no way to continue to go.
所以主說我必須要 上去耶路撒冷那裡受苦，但是彼得就說你絕對不可以這樣做。
The Lord said, I must go this way, go to Jerusalem, go be crucified. But Peter said, you must not do that.
所以主就直接的責備彼得，他是不體貼神的意思，只體貼人的意思。
So that's why the Lord rebuked him, rebuked Peter.
是的。咁然后圣经咧，又跟住嘅同我哋讲二十四节咧，嗰度话，于是耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起佢嘅十字架嚟跟随我。
That's why continually the Lord Jesus gave us a calling to the disciples. If anyone decides to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
deny 嗰个字大家都好熟悉噶，但系我就好中意呢个嘅翻译，叫做 disown yourself。
Oh, another translation of deny, I like it a little bit better, is disown. Whoever disown himself.
啊，唔好再拥有或者系包含住你嘅自己啦，咁多啦。
Disown yourself. Don't think yourself so highly worth.
意思即系话，你最好放低你嘅自己。放低你自己的主意，放低你自己的意思，去接受神的安排。
Lay down yourself, your own decision making, what you're thinking about, to receive what is the will of God for you.
这段的说话，弟兄姊妹是很熟悉的。
This scripture is very familiar to us, brothers and sisters.
但是我们有没有想过这段说话是 apply, 即是可以在我们的身上面？
But,Have you ever thought that this calling from the Lord actually is for me to answer?
几时神话要带领你要咁样做嘅时候，
Whenever、
你系睇下体会一下，咦，对我有冇益处呢？或者对我有冇害处呢？有咧，咁我就快啲走啦，我就唔听啦。会唔会系咁样
？Whenever God promise an opportunity, a situation for you, you look at the what I'm going to gain from this, what I'm going to lose from this.Oh, I'm going to suffer from this. I'm going to run away. Is that right?
神从来没有禁止人有自己的主意。
God had never say that you cannot make your own decision.
是的。但是如果我们是要做一个跟随主的人。
But if you want to the one that follow Jesus.
那我们都说愿意做跟随主的，是吗？
Well, we all say that we're willing, right? To follow him?
有没有人说我不愿意的？
Who say, raise your hand, you say you're not willing.
举手来我看看，举手来看看。
If you're unwilling,
raise
your hand.
看看谁敢举手。
Who dare?
没人说不要跟随主的，但是要跟随主的人，最好你就放低自己的主见。
We wouldn't say we were not willing to follow God, but we are willing,Then we have to deny and disown ourselves, our decision making.
咁放低你自己嘅意思嘅时候，你就系要照着佢嘅意思嚟做人啦。
When you lay down your own decision making, then you have to follow His.
就咁简单啦。主耶稣话：若有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起佢嘅十字架，唔系主嘅十字架，来跟从主。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
点解咧？
What does that mean?
25节，因为凡救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉魂生命的必得着生命。
And the reason it lies in 25. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
我再读一次好唔好？
I'll read one more time.
因为凡要救自己魂的生命的必丧掉灵的生命。
For whoever wishes to save his soul life will lose his spiritual life.
凡为主为我丧掉或者放弃魂生命的必得着灵生命。
For whoever wishes
Put it another way, whoever wishes to deny his soul life will wishes to save his soul life will lose his spiritual life.
如果能够放低我这个自我和自我出来的东西，就必得着属灵的福气。
On the other hand, if you are willing to deny yourself, to lay down your own decision making, and you shall gain spiritual life.
咁呢一段嘅圣经系我照我嘅理解就系咁样样。
This is according to my understanding of this scripture.
所以弟兄姐妹，我哋要坚持自己啊，还愿意为主放低我哋自己呢？
So, brother and sister, the question is, do we insist to hold on to ourselves, our own, or are we willing to lay down and follow what God wants to do?
嗱，老实讲啊，呢个选择，呢个系自由嘅选择吓，但系呢个自由嘅选择系要你嚟到决定嘅。
In fact, we all have a free will, so we can freely choose, but you have to make that decision yourself.
彼得凭着他的天性来劝耶稣，要怜恤下自己，唔好上十字架，结果主就责备他。
Peter, according to his own instincts, say, be pity to yourself, Lord, don't go to the cross.
我们都不愿意受责备。
We don't want to be rebuilt, correct?
但是怎样才可以不受责备呢?
How shall we avoid being rebuilt?
保罗就在加拉太书跟我们讲，5章25节说，我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Apostle Paul in Galatians tell us, chapter 5, verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
意思就是说，我们的生活的 那个基础嘅原则就系要以圣灵嘅指导为标准。
That our basis of our living, our following instructions should be by the Holy Spirit.
我哋肉体唔可以胜过诱惑，但系靠着圣灵就可以。
Our flesh by itself cannot overcome temptations, but by the Spirit we can.
藉着佢嘅 提醒喺我哋嘅里边，我哋就跟住嗰个提醒嚟到去做人。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, this awakening of the Holy Spirit, we can live, we can walk.
咁我哋就能够得有个得胜嘅生活。
And we shall have an overcoming life.
圣灵喺我哋嘅心里边作工系非常嘅奇妙嘅一件嘅事情。
It's very miraculous how the Holy Spirit works in our lives.
你必须要同主有一个好密切嘅关系。
We must have a very close relationship with
the Lord. 我记得啦，孙国铎弟兄咧曾经做过一个咁样嘅见证啊。
Remember about a son, from Seattle gave a testimony.
佢话咧嗰次咧过马路咧就冇照住红绿灯嘅指示咁样样就冲过去。
One time I was going through the cross rock and there's a red light at the red and I crossed.
当佢去到嗰边街嘅嗰边嘅时候，圣灵俾佢一个提醒，话：，你唔应该咁样冲红灯。
So I walk across, and then I was reminded, rebuked by the Holy Spirit, you shouldn't have done that.
咁佢当时就有啲嘅挣扎。So
he had a little struggle in his heart.
咁啊，好小事啫，过都马路已经过咗啦，咁想点咧
？It's such a minor thing. I already crossed it. I already crossed the road.
圣灵冇放过佢，里边嗰个不平安，一直嘅喺嗰度指责佢。
The Holy Spirit did not let him go, so that the guilt was there. The Holy Spirit placed it there.
其实咧，如果你大性情啲咁多，你可以唔理嘅。
So if you're, you may not have cared too much to some people. Well, what's the big deal?
而且圣灵嘅声音系咁好微弱嘅，微小嘅。
And the voice of the Holy Spirit is a small, still voice.
但系呢位弟兄咧，佢就过唔去啦。But
for to this brother, he cannot let go of this.
结果咧，佢就走翻转头。So
he went back to the other side of the road.
等绿灯嗰时，一二三walk咁佢先行。
And he wait for the green light again. He did it again.
弟兄姊妹，我哋。 靠着圣灵来到过我们的生活，我们必定有一个好的结果。
Brother and sister, if we live by the Holy Spirit, we shall bear some good fruits.
但是几时我们不听圣灵的话，靠我的肉体来到过活的话呢，你肯定 会受一些的艰苦。
But whenever we are disobedient, we do not listen to the Holy Spirit, to the still small voice, we will run into hiccups and troubles.
所以保罗就说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
To yield to the flesh is death, but to yield to the spirit is life and peace.
好，我再讲一讲，讲翻呢一个体贴肉体。
Going back to this point.
所以體貼聖靈呢亦都唔係一個口號，只係嚟到星期日喺度站講台嘅時候先至講。
So to be able to yield to the Spirit is not a slogan that we preach on Sunday only.
體貼聖靈呢亦唔係一個方案，而係一個生命嘅活出。
It is not a proposal either, but rather a natural carrying out living of life.
係你嘅生命。
This is part of your life.Should be part of your life.
我有一个孙女。
I have a granddaughter.
咁咧，佢今年已经十一岁。
11 years old.
啊，咁咧，佢就好羡慕有一只狗。
Oh, she really loves a puppy dog.
因为佢好多嘅朋友，呢个小朋友咧，都有只狗。
All her friends have a dog.
咁佢特别中意动物嘅。
And she loves pets.
咁就啱啱佢生日嘅时候咧，佢阿外婆就问佢：你中意咩礼物啦？咁样。
Was her birthday, and grandma asked her, "What do you like for your birthday?"
咁佢就话：一只狗。
I want a dog.
一只狗仔。
A puppy dog.
不过佢谂，收尾佢又话：都系唔好咯。
Later she thought about, "Oh, maybe I changed my mind."
点解要改变主意呢
？And why change your mind?
佢话。因为我妈妈唔中意狗。
Oh, because my mother don't like the dog.
佢对狗有敏感嘅。
She allergic to dog.
因为佢知道妈妈无论你点样想要嗰只狗仔，妈妈都唔会答应。
She knew that no matter how much she wants it, but because of the mother, say no, so she will never have it.
虽然佢极想有一份理想嘅礼物，但系。Oh.
Yeah, Although she wanted a very reasonable gift for her birthday.
但因为她爱妈咪妈妈的缘故。
But she loves the mother.
她要体识得体贴妈妈的敏感。
She considered that her mom may get allergic because of the dog.
她情愿放低了这个理想。
So she yields, she laid down of her will.
所以呢她外婆呢就赞她赞不哎这个小孩子真是乖的了。
So grandma said, good kid.
佢係好生性啊
！You know how to mature，
係咪咁啊？啲 grandparent， 你會咁樣讚你嘅啲孫嘅嚇
？Is it so? Grandparents here? Is that what you would praise to your grandkids？
哇！佢好生性
，well very thoughtful。
咩叫生性啊
？What does it mean by thoughtful？
英文冇啊。
Mature
生性就係話咧，佢唔堅持自己，係識得去體貼父母嘅苦心。
That particular Chinese word means that you're able to consider what your parents are thinking, to join their mindset, to think from their perspective.
所以年轻的弟兄姐妹，你都中意人赞你好生性嘅。
So young people, you like that praise from an older one.
年长嘅亦都中意人，哇，呢个嘢几得噶喎，咁你中意人赞嘅系嘛
？You want to be praised, correct?
你中意人赞，你就要作一个体贴神心意嘅人。
So we ought to be a person that yield to God's heart.
咁我哋都话，我哋老实讲啦，冇人喺呢度话我唔要体贴神嘅心意嘅。
Again, not any of us will say I'm unwilling to yield to God's will. Right?
我哋个个都想话做一个体贴神心意嘅人。我哋个个都希望咧，将来有一日主话。对我哋讲话呢个有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
We all want to be that good and faithful servant at the end, and want to yield to the Lord, correct?
其实神都系想 見到咁樣嘅現象嘅。
Yes, and that is what God is after as well.
但如果弟兄姊妹，我哋今生我哋嘅所行所做都以自己嘅利益嚟行頭嘅話呢？
But if we make all our decision making, our own choices based on our what we liked, and
咁弟兄姊妹要聽見呢句説話咧，似乎就有啲難度啦。
And it'd be quite difficult to take in these words if we live such a life.
大衛係一個體貼神心意嘅人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
因為佢行事為人都係照著神嘅指示嚟活。
Because all that he did was according to God's purpose.
結果神係喜悅佢。
And God desired him.
剛才我們唱那首詩歌，瑪利亞亦是一個體貼神心意的人。
And the song we sang earlier, the second one, Mary has a heart just like that.
她就是將她那份最愛、最貴、最珍貴的真拿大香膏高在主的頭上。
Most, the precious alabaster flask, that she...Broke it for the Lord.
雖然咧，好多人又話：哎呀，使乜咁枉費啊？咁有冇搞錯啊？咁樣樣。
People scold him, scold her, and say, "What a waste!"
但係喺主嘅眼嘅裏邊，主認定佢作呢件事係一件美事嚟嘅，我哋要紀念佢。
But in God's eyes, in Jesus' eyes, this is a good thing that she has done. We have to remember her forever.
所以睇一个体贴神心意嘅人就系咁样嘅一个结局。
So that is the outcome of a person that touched God's heart.
当我哋愿意喺每一件嘅事情嘅上边接受圣灵嘅提醒，佢叫我哋做，我哋就做；佢叫我哋停，我哋就停嘅时候。
If we are willing to receive instruction from the Holy Spirit, reminders from the Holy Spirit.To do something, carry out something, or to stop at a particular thing.
这个过程啊，弟兄姊妹，这个过程就叫做体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵的引导。
Process is called yielding to the Holy Spirit.
有一位老弟兄有一次在一个特会的里面。
There's one older brother in a conference.
他不是讲员。
He wasn't a speaker.
但是在最后那一堂的聚会的里面，因为他是 从远道而来。
But during the last message, because he was from far away,
他也是在主面前有些经历的，他曾经 受过一些迫害。
And he had suffered some persecutions for the Lord before.
因此呢，负责的弟兄们就请他上台，讲几句勉励的说话。
Some brethren asked him to go up to the pulpit to share some encouraging words.
这个本来是好意。
Well, it was a good intention.
对这位老弟兄来讲，也都应该，我们看，应该是一个好的机会去见证主，去荣耀主。
To this older brother, it should be a good opportunity for him to testify for the Lord.
但是这位弟兄呢，他真是忠于主。
But this brother really faithful to God.
因为他没有呢，因为这个难得的机会呢，甚至乎是一个被人认识他的一个这样的机会，而应酬地走上来讲几句话。
Because of such an opportunity, it is as if like he's It could be an opportunity that where people can know him, know who he is, what he's gone through.
於是他呢就，我記得他就上，都是上台。
So he hesitated, he went up there.
但他只是講話，我是可以有很多東西講，但是聖靈我告訴他聽，在我裡面起了紅燈。
He went up to the stage and he said, I should have shared many things. I have many things to share. But the Holy Spirit gave me a red light to me to stop.
所以他说，我就没话讲了。
So I have nothing to share.
然后他就走下去。
Then he walked back down the stage.
弟兄姊妹，我从来都没见过，未曾遇见过这样的情况。
I've never seen anything like that.
这个是什么，弟兄姊妹？
What is this, brother?
体贴圣灵。
This is yielding to the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵的一个好的榜样。
To yield, a good example for
that. 第二点要跟弟兄姊妹讲的。
Second point.
灵的破碎灵的出来。
And the release of the spirit comes after the brokenness of the soul, soul life.
刚才我们读过《哥林多后书》第四章第七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Remember we read the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 earlier, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这里讲的宝贝是指着基督。
Here treasure is referring to Christ.
瓦器是指着我们这个肉体。
The earthen vessels relating to our flesh.
仇敌的策略就是要扼杀我们这个人。
The scheme of the enemy is to steal us away.
对不起，我再讲多次，仇敌的策略是扼杀我们的灵，将魂高举。
The scheme of the enemy is to steal away our spiritual and to promote our flesh.
但是神的策略呢，啱啱相反嘅喎。
But the strategy of God is opposite.
神愿意我们都接受圣灵的管治。 脱离死同埋罪嘅辖制，让圣灵嚟掌管我哋嘅生命。
He willing to us to be liberated from sin and death, but to be released into the spiritual to follow the Holy Spirit.
不过，我哋不得不承认，我哋系非常软弱嘅。
We cannot but admit that we are very weak.
就好多时候咧，都有意无意之间咧，总系。 喜欢表扬一下自己。
Many times, knowingly, unknowingly, we like to express ourselves, right?
要在众人的面前来高举一下，做下最多人就做下广告啊。
We like to come out, promote a little bit, just a little bit of ourselves.
有好多嘅时候，我哋都有意无意之间。 用自己嘅方法，用自己嘅智慧同埋世界学翻嚟嘅经验咧，嚟服侍神。
And many times, knowingly and unknowingly, we serve God with either our own wisdom or just things from the world.
唔知点解喎，真系想唔敢做，都好似唔知点解又无意之间就讲起上嚟。
Knowingly and unknowingly, those things just come out.
Yeah, 呢个人嘅。 惯性或者为人嘅天性系咁样。
This is our natural habits.
同主嘅性情咧完全嘅相反。
It's quite contrary to the Lord's character.
主系愿意降卑嘅，但系我哋却中意升高。
The Lord humbles himself, but we like to boast.
好多时候就系呢啲咁样嘅心思、咁样嘅态度咧，叫我哋喺神嘅面前系啊。
These are the attitudes that cause us to be weak before God.
肉体佢走出嚟嘅时候系一件唔好睇嘅事嘅。When
the flesh come out, it's something that's not pretty.
常见嘅一啲嘅现象咧，相信弟兄姊妹或者你都会感觉得到。Many
manifestations of the flesh, you all would see it.
就系咧，譬如讲到喺马饼聚会嘅里边，或者祷告嘅里，祷告聚会嘅里边，我哋好多时候都出现啲空档啊，系嘛？Maybe
for example, the Lord's table or in prayer meeting, some time when we're praying, there will be some silence, sometimes silence.
有嗰啲空档咧，咁我唔知道你嘅感觉系点样。During
those silences between prayers, I don't know how you feel.
做负责嘅弟兄咧，我自己做过啊，我讲我啊。
For me, the one supposed to lead the meeting, Then I will feel, how come no one's praying? How come it's silent?
做咩事干？
What happened?
尤其是咧有啲客人嚟啊。
Sometimes, especially some guests arrive, some guests among us, right?
咁啊，仲有客人咧，弟兄姊妹仲唔出声喎。And
even more silent sometimes with the guests around.
啊！你话做负责嘅，点啊？And
those who are leading you, kind of sense what they feel.
唔想俾人哋睇到，哇！呢班友啊，真系咁唔熟灵噶。So
this group around us, they're not quite up to speed yet, right? Not quite spiritual. What happened?
咁点咧？
那 what should I do?
要么咪再 再开声祈祷咯。
Then I will pray again。
或者系拣首诗歌啦，去填补呢个空档啦。
Or do we maybe sing a hymn to fill the time？
咁但系你明知道嘅，你嗰个祷告系唔属灵。
But it's not quite spiritual, right？
呢个系咩啊？顶住，呢个系咩
？What is this？ What is this？
肉体咯。
This is the flesh。
呢个咪肉体出嚟咯。
This what comes out of the flesh。
你知唔知道呢个聚会系边个喺度做主啊
？You know who's the host of this meeting？
系咪企喺呢度呢个啊
？Is that the one standing here？
系咪话 call 聚会嗰个
？Is that the one person that called me？
系咪呢个长老系执事啊
？Leader， deacons， elders，
系佢。
It's him。
呢个聚会系佢嘅。
It's his。
佢要有空档，咪有空档咯。
He wants some silence. He wants some the rest time between prayers. Yes, for sure. Why not?
咁你话唔得喎？我哋咁即系点好啊？唔好睇啊
！You say not that good. I can't be silent like that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，呢个心思唔对啊。
The brother says that this thought is not good.
好多时候我哋唔好讲我哋啊，我啊。作负责嘅都将嗰一个聚会当系我嘅聚会，呢个系我表演嘅时候。
So many times the leading ones for me, sometimes I will think this is my meeting。
系我主持嘅，咁一定要吓轰涌涌啊！大家都冇空档嘅咁样。
I'm the host。
表演啊嘛。
Everyone, all the prayer need to be fervent, continuous, and so on and so forth。
弟兄姊妹啊，太肉体啦。
That's belong to the flesh, brothers and sisters.
太肉体。
That's come from the flesh.
啊，所以好似连保罗佢自己都话：，哎呀，真系苦咯！边个能够救我脱离呢个取舍嘅身体呢
？Just like Paul said, who can deliver me from such a wretched body, some wretchedness?
系，但系佢有经验，佢又话俾我哋听。
Said,
感谢神，靠着我哋主耶稣基督就能够脱离。
He said, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord."
神永远都俾我哋有路嘅。
God always made a way out.
只要我哋跟随圣灵，信服圣灵嘅引导。
So long as we follow the Holy Spirit, His guidance.
若果我哋接受圣灵嘅引导喺我哋心里边嘅提醒，放低自己，拒绝魂嘅阻拦。
If we receive His guidance of the Holy Spirit, lay down of ourselves, and to receive His reminders.
咁样我哋系蒙恩。
So we shall receive His blessings.
呢个嘅自我喺我哋嘅里边，圣经咧就用乜嘢咧嚟到比喻咧，就好似一个硬壳咁样样啊。
This self in us, described in the scripture like a hard shell.
一个好似一个，
因为我喺度想知道
啊，
系啊，
一个硬壳咁样样包围着我。
Like a shell, really.
唔系，我哋嘅肉体好似一个硬壳咁样样。
Our flesh is like this hard shell that encapsulates us.
将里边嗰个宝贝嘅神嘅灵。来到封住咁样样
And there's a treasure, the spirit of God inside, but it was encapsulated, cannot come out.
以至到神本来有嘅丰富，佢嘅荣耀，佢嘅恩典咧，唔能够出嚟。
That the glory, the grace, the life of God cannot come out.
好大嘅问题。
So that's a big problem.
我哋要求主开我哋嘅眼睛，并且愿意接受佢嘅管教。
Ask God to open our eyes to be able to receive His disciplines。
第三点要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅雅伯渡口嘅经历。
Thirdly, we'd like to touch upon the experience of the ford of Jabbok。
因为雅各就系一个咁典型嘅要接受对付嘅例子嚟。
Jacob was this typical person that will receive chastening and discipline like us.
读过创世纪嘅弟兄姊妹，你一定知道雅各系一个诡诈嘅人。
We know how crafty those who read Genesis.
佢系又系一个唔诚实嘅人。
Jacob was dishonest and crafty.
佢最叻咧就系咧乘人之危。
He's good at taking advantage of you.
系啦。
Or anyone.
咁啊，佢就用一碗嘅红豆汤咧，就呃咗佢个长子嘅名分。
Red lentil soup, just one bowl. He able to stole from his brother, the birthright.
又呢，冒充佢哥哥以扫去呃父亲俾佢嘅长子嘅祝福。
He pretend to be his brother, go before his father, own father, to steal the brother's blessing.
佢嘅前半生真系咁样过去。
That was the first half of his life.
就系活喺我自我嘅里边。
He was living in that cell of his.
佢要得嘅，佢一定就用尽佢嘅办法能力，将佢拿喺手上边。
What he wants, he'll go after it, everything that he got.
如果从外边嚟睇
，outwardly，
你可以话呢个成功人士啊，叻仔嚟嘅。
He's good, successful in the world.
或者你可以话佢系一个精明嘅人。
Oh, he's shrewd.
但系咁样嘅一个靠着肉体嚟到买东西嘅人。是神所不喜悅。
But such a person that depends on their flesh to grab things left and right, it's not pleasing to God.
神不要这种人。
God do not want to use such a person.
结果神要来对付他。
That's why God chastened him.
神将他带来家，带来他自己的本家。
Have him run out of his home.
就将佢放喺佢舅父嘅家嘅中
间。Put him under his uncle Laban.
啊，点不知呢个舅父呢就比佢更加厉害。
This Laban is worse than him.
啊，咁喺拉班佢舅父嘅家里边20年嘅时间。
20 years under his uncle's home.
一直嘅希望佢能够转回过嚟。
We hope he can turn.
系啦，但系。都冇都冇改变唔到佢。
But he did not change.
嗱，二十年过后，佢始终都系要逃亡。
After 20 years, he's still running.
要离开佢嘅舅父嘅辖制。
Now he's running away from his uncle Laban.
但系圣经32章嗰度讲到，当佢逃命嘅时候。
But chapter 32 of Genesis tell us when he was running for his life.
他预备好晒好多嘅策略。
When he had planned and strategized everything already，
当佢用佢自己嘅手安排晒各样嘅事宜嘅时候
，With his own hands he made all arrangements。
圣经话，当佢剩低雅各一个人嘅时候
，And the Bible tells us when he stopped, when he was alone，
当佢。单独的这样面见神面对神的时候
When he was alone, when he had to face God
就有一个人来跟他摔跤
There was a person came to him, wrestled with him
摔跤的意思是你知道摔跤的意思是什么吗
You know what wrestle means? Wrestling
啊当然是 wrestling 啊就是不是用武器的
No weapons
肉搏用你自己的能力将对方揿落去，
唔好俾
佢起身。
Use your arm, your leg, use your body to pin him down. That's wrestling.
系啦，将佢揿落去，叫佢唔可以再起翻上嚟。
Pin him down so he cannot move.
但系咧，成晚同呢个人嚟到睡觉。
This person came to wrestle with Jacob all night.
雅各都未曾被揿低啦。
But Jacob giving his all wrestling with this person.
但系到最后25节，那人见自己胜不过他，将佢嘅大腿窝摸咗一下，雅各嘅大腿窝咧就喺摔跤嘅时候就扭咗。
Now when he saw that Jacob saw that he did not prevail against this man. This man touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
意思就话唔知系。佢个大髀嗰度啊，呢个位置阿 Ken 就知道究竟喺边啦。嗱，咁啊扭扭佢，咁从此咧佢就残废咗啦。佢个肉体就残废咗。
Socket of his hip could be his hamstring, so now he is crippled. Now he's crippled.
Yeah， 所以圣经话到佢要经过呢、这个比鲁伊勒嘅时候，佢就。成了残废的人
So just verse 31, just as Jacob crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and he limped on his hip.
是乜嘢破碎咗呢个雅各嘅肉体呢
？What causes Jacob's soul, his flesh, to be broken？
唔系嗰个肉搏嘅方法。
It wasn't the method of wrestling。
系边个破碎咗呢个硬壳呢
？It's that person who broke that hard shell of Jacob's。
系神嘅大能。
It was God's mighty hand。
因为神嘅大能喺佢嘅身上边。
God's mighty power over Jacob.
从此雅各就唔可以再逞强。
From now on, Jacob can no longer use his own strength.
佢就要靠着个拐杖嚟先行路。
He can only depend on maybe his walker.
好多嘅时候，神向我哋讲说话。
Many times God want to speak to us.
又用环境嚟到警告我哋，或者系提示我哋。
Use circumstances to warn us, remind us.
但系我哋却唔听见或者唔要听。
But we either did not hear it or we chose not to take it in.
逼住要神亲自出手。
So forcefully, God had to do something.
将你呢个肉体，将你呢、这个己嚟到破碎咗。
So the flesh and the self shall be broken.
喺雅各嘅身上边，主系同佢摔角，同佢咁样将佢。变成一个残废瘸腿嘅人。
To Jacob, it was a man wrestled with him, so he's limping now.
我唔知道神点样喺你我嘅身上面作。
I don't know what God is doing in your life and my life.
但无论如何，从嗰个时候开始，雅各开始有啲嘅苏醒。
From that point on, he has a little bit. He start to be awakened.
知道唔再可以再靠自己。
He knows that now he cannot rely on himself.
结果佢喺神嘅面前作第一次嘅乞求。
So he start to first time plead to God.
第一次嘅祷告神话，你唔俾我祝福，我就唔用让你离开。
First time he said to God like this: "You don't bless me, I will not let you go."
喺呢度即几十年之前，你冇听过雅各佢系咁样样嘅态度向神祷告。
You never see in the previous years that Jacob will cry out to plead like that.
有咩事情嚟到嘅时候，我咪用自己嘅办法，自己去搞掂佢咯。
Whatever situations come, I just figure my own way to deal with it.
但系今天，当佢嘅肉体被破碎之后，将呢个硬壳打碎之后，佢就话祝福我，祝福我，祝福。
But today, when the hard shell is broken, then he first asks, "Bless me, bless me."
所以弟兄姐妹，外边。嘅人嘅破碎系等于灵里边嘅兴旺。
The brokenness of the outward shell is equals to the release of the spirit from inside.
喺世上边只有一个雅各。
In this world, there's only one Jacob.
但系有雅各同样嘅性格嘅人咧，比比皆是。
But there are so many. They are just like Jacob. Share his own characters.Share his characteristics.
嗱，虽然唔系我哋每一个人都要有雅各咁样嘅经历。
It's not that every one of us should go through what Jacob go through.
但系神一定按着我哋各人唔同嘅状态，用唔同嘅方法嚟到造就我哋，要破碎我哋。
But God will break us down in different ways according to all our situations and circumstances.
当我哋被破碎之后
，After brokenness，
当呢个外壳。被打碎之后
，After the shell shattered，
基督嘅美丽就可以从我哋嘅身上边嚟显出。
The beauty, the glory of Christ will come out from us。
最后第四点
，Fourth point，
我要作一个咁少少嘅总结。
Make a summary。
肉体
，flesh，
就系自我嘅发表。
We manifest ourselves。
一个发表我呢个人嘅一条嘅渠道。
You have to see me manifest myself.
有好嘅一面。
There's a good self.
有坏嘅嗰面。
And that's the ugly side of it.
我哋可以话啊，呢、这个人好有道德嘅。
This guy is
或者呢个人系好差嘅，不义嘅。
Oh, this guy is wicked, unrighteous.
但无论如何喺人嘅眼中系好嘅或者系坏嘅。
No matter what, from the eyes of man, good or bad.
只要系出于肉体嘅，都系神所唔。
As long as come out of flesh, the flesh, God will condemn.
系啦，神都唔 喜欢。
God, not pleasing to God.
甚至乎是英文说神 hated 好憎恶的这些东西。
Second, God hates what is of the flesh.
这个程度弟兄姐就知道。
So this is loathsome to God, the flesh.
因此我们今天要求的什么呢？
Therefore, what should we ask for?
要求得到神的喜悦。
We'd like to be pleasing to God.
那我们就一定要放低我们的自己来跟随圣灵的引导。
Therefore, we shall lay down ourselves and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么当我们都愿意将我们的主权和我们的地位啊，我们的主见让圣灵来做舵手的话呢？
Well, we're willing to let him to be the pilot, to let him take control, to lay down all of our controls, to let him be the boss.
让啊，要接受圣灵在每一件事情的上面的提醒，同埋接受圣灵在环境上俾我哋嘅安排。
To receive the reminders from the Holy Spirit for every single circumstances of yours.
咁样，基督嘅荣耀嘅彰显就能够喺我哋嘅身上面发现。
And there shall be the glory of Christ manifested among us.
凡愿主怜悯我哋。
May God have mercy on us.
叫我哋真系认识到。何谓活在主的基督的里面。
So we may know what it truly means by living in Christ.
因此对付肉体是必须的。
So we must have our flesh be dealt with.
我们祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，但愿你继续的用圣灵来引导我们。
Lord Jesus, you shall Holy Spirit continue to guide and instruct us.
又愿意圣灵好似你慈爱的手咁样牵引我哋走过今生嘅道路。
Holy Spirit, be like this hand that is full of kindness and love, will guide us step by step.
主啊，我哋都愿意话做一个，要做一个讨你喜悦嘅人。
We say, Lord, we're willing to be that person pleasing to you.
我哋更要求主愿俾我哋一个愿意嘅心去接受你嘅对付。
But more so, we ask that you give us a willing heart, so we're willing to let you deal with us.
多谢主俾我哋嘅话。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.